Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Speculation about an out-of-cycle interest rate hike to support the rupee may be rife, but economists believe the RBI is likely to hold steady in June, at least for now. A survey of 11 economists by Ishan Gera shows that while RBI may avoid immediate tightening, expectations are increasingly shifting toward rate hikes later this year as high crude oil prices, a weakening rupee, and rising food inflation seep deeper into the economy. Yet amid the turbulence in West Asia, there are also signs of resilience. Money Control's EcoPulse Index climbed back into expansion territory at 51.6 in April, supported by stronger exports, robust manufacturing activity, and improving rural demand. Despite the sharp market correction, Indian equities still remain among the world's most expensive, reports Ravindra Sonavane. More stocks are now trading at stretched multiples than at the market's peak. Swiggy's attempt to transition into a domestically owned and controlled company has hit a roadblock after shareholders voted against the proposal, Chandra Srikanth and Tushar Goenka report. Shareholders also rejected the company's move to induct two additional directors on the board, Chief Financial Officer Rahul Bothra and co-founder Fani Kishan. Meanwhile, Eternal founder Deepinder Goyal is dropping his proposed $25 to $30 million investment in space tech firm Pixel to focus on his other ventures, wrote Tushar and Chandra. Across the economy, companies appear reluctant to pass on higher costs to consumers. N. Mahalakshmi writes that the widening gap between wholesale and consumer inflation shows that India Inc. is worried that raising prices will hurt demand. The result could be pressure on margins and earnings in the coming quarters. Rising summer power demand has pushed coal inventories at power plants down to just 68% of normal levels, reports Arunima Bharadwaj. During the same period last year, stocks were at 80%. 11 coal-based power plants reported critically low stock levels of less than 25%. Lenders are tightening controls amid rising stress in parts of the economy. In an interview with Hamsini Karthik, MD and CEO, Sudipta Roy said L&T Finance is tightening credit policies. It has barred microfinancing to customers who have even a single day of loan default. Roy also spoke about expanding the gold loans business and a possible equity fundraising in late FY27 or early FY28. In the IT sector, the contradictions are visible. Debangana Ghosh reports that TCS has maintained relatively stronger quarterly payouts for mid and senior level employees for a second straight quarter in the 3 months to March 31st, offering them some relief after muted salary hikes. It's not all rosy though. Rishabh Shaw and Debangana report that TCS is curtailing its internal upskilling program, WINGS, which has long been seen as a pathway to promotions, salary increases, and entry into lucrative digital roles. The popularity of gold loans is rapidly spreading beyond its traditional southern strongholds. Ishan Gera reports that while states like Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh still dominate the market, borrowing against gold jewelry has exploded in states such as Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Rajasthan since the pandemic, driven by soaring gold prices and a growing preference for secured loans over unsecured credit. And finally, even regulators are responding to the call for austerity. Rajesh Kumar reports that SEBI has introduced measures, including working from home once a week and cutting down on travel and events. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.